إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، we continue with the series on deceptions of this life, and one of the biggest and most critical and most problematic deceptions is the belief that our risk, that our sustenance is from material means. That my risk and my sustenance comes from my shop, or comes from my business, or comes from my salary, or comes from this or that material source. This is the biggest figment of the imagination. This is the biggest false belief and deception of this dunya. And I will give you proofs of how it is, how and why we say that, of course. But the important thing to understand is that one of the major reasons, if not the major reason, why Muslims engage in haram is because somewhere they have convinced themselves that sustenance comes from material means. And therefore, in order to get that sustenance, any way of action, any kind of action is okay. So they do halal, they do haram. They do halal as long as they can do halal. When shaitan convinces them that they have to do haram, they go into haram. Whereas the question on the day of judgment relates not to the amount of money you made, but how you made it and where you spent it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, what did you do with the risk that I gave you? Where did you take it from and where did you spend it? Allah will not ask, how much money did you make? What did you do with that? And of course, as we know, risk refers not only to money, it refers to money, knowledge, health, wealth, influence, everything. And for all of that, Allah will not ask you, how healthy were you? Allah will say, what did you do with that health? Allah will not ask you, how much of knowledge did you have? He will say, what did you do with that knowledge? Did you earn that knowledge halal and did you spend it halal? Meaning that, did you, how did you use this knowledge? Did you practice it yourself? Did you teach it? Did you teach it in correct ways or wrong ways? What did you do? So, it refers to everything. But I am saying here, I want to restrict myself to the issue of money, because that's the number one point where we have convinced ourselves that haram is okay. To the extent that, may Allah forgive us, some of our ulama have given these fatawa where they have permitted the taking of riba, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, and not just prohibited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who takes riba. And in those ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give any room for interpretation to say that this war, declaration of war on somebody who takes riba, is only in a country which is ruled by a Muslim king or by a Khalifa. It is not said. It is a blanket statement across. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those people who fall into these traps. And of course, the ulama always have an excuse. They will say, well, you see, this is how it was presented to us. Whereas that might be an excuse, and may Allah give them all the excuses in the world. But the question that any logical person will ask is, who prevented you from doing your own research? Somebody may present something. For example, people have given this fatwa to say that since it is not possible to buy a house of your own with your own funds, because you don't have that kind of saving, therefore it is permissible to take a bank loan and pay interest. The question that should come before that is it fard to own a house? Is it one of the questions of the qabr? Is it one of the questions of the of the field of Hashar? Is Allah going to say, did you own your house? Ya Allah, no, I did not own my, I was paying rent. Okay, you are in Jahannam forever because you paid rent. Is this going to happen? But may Allah forgive us if you say, no Allah, I did not own a house, but I took a loan and I was paying interest. Then Allah will ask, what about this ayat of my Quran, where I declared war on the one who pays interest and the one who takes interest? What shall I do with this ayat of the Quran? And all of this happens, why? Because we have convinced ourselves that our sustenance is from worldly things, is from material things. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great a'imma of this ummah, he was traveling and in the forest he got waylaid by a highway robber, and this highway robber took away whatever he had and he was going to kill him. He had his sword in his hand, he was going to cut off the head of Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi. But before he did that, he asked him, he said, what do you do? What is your profession? Now, Imam Al-Awza'i is a great Imam. He is an Imam like Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi'i and so on. But Allah alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmah, Allah knows. Today there are no followers of Imam Al-Awza'i, although Imam Al-Awza'i had his own madhab. He was an Imam of that level. and he is quoted to even today in many, his opinions are taken in many ahkam of fiqh and so on and so forth. So, but there is no mazhab, there is no Awza'i mazhab as such, and there are no followers. So anyway, that's immaterial. Allah will not count the number of followers before He gives ajr to anybody. So that's, number of followers has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. So Imam Al-Awza'i is an Imam. The point I'm making is, you know, we are not talking about any ordinary person. We're talking about somebody like that. This robber asks him, who are you? What is your profession? What do you think, Imam Al-Awza'i? Did he say that I am Al-Awza'i? I am an Imam of a Mahdi. No. He said, I teach children Quran. So this highway robber is going to kill him. And he asked him, what do you do? He said, I teach children Quran. So this man said, recite one ayah for me. He said, recite one ayah for me. So Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi recited an ayah from Surah Az-Zariyat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. Allah said, your risk is on the heavens, is in the skies. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. That man, he just heard, we are talking about a robber, we are talking about a highway robber, a murderer. He heard this one ayah and he dropped his sword. And he said, Allah said that my risk is in the heavens and I am doing this haram, I am killing people to take that risk. Why should I do that? Why am I doing that? And he threw his sword down and he started crying and he made tawbah. One ayat of the Quran. Of course, there is the whole issue of also of the fact that an ayat recited by somebody who has done the mihnat on that ayat, who has made the effort on that ayat, has a different, effect. But also one has to see that here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, your risk is in the heavens. And we think and we convince ourselves, and shaitan convinces us and we believe shaitan instead of believing Allah, that our risk is in the earth. And therefore we are stuck to various material ways and means, and we think that this is how my risk will come. And we fall into haram. And when we can't find a halal way of doing something, then we go fatwa shopping until we find a compliant alim who will give us this fatwa. And may Allah protect us, there is no shortage of that. All kinds of fatwa are available. May Allah protect us from people who have, who have no taqwa. So very important for us to get out of this. And as I said, the ayat of the Quran is there. Also very simple way of ascertaining is to remember the questions of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question us about something unless He gave us the power to make choices. He will not question us about something on which we were majboor. So Allah will not question us, for example, how long did you live? Allah will say, what did you do with the lifespan that I gave you? He will not ask you why did you not reach 100 years? Why did you die at 70 or 80? Here, hellfire for you because you died at 80. You should have lived for another 20 years. He said, okay, that is not in our control, it is not in our hands. So, the question of saying that, my life or, no, the question is, what did, whatever the lifespan was, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 1,000, 100,000, what did you do with that life? And therefore, I remind myself and you, the question that will be asked is, what did you do with the risk that I gave you? And the deception of this dunya, that risk comes from material things. These are means because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world as a world of means. Al-alam al-asbab. So, we are not saying leave the means, but take the means and understand that this is only a means. So, iman is to take the means, use the means, but know that it does not come from there, but that it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And what is the proof that we have this iman? That we leave the illegal means. It's not just enough to say, no, I don't believe it's from the shop. But when it comes to business, you do haram business. Then it means that is not true. You're telling a lie to yourself and, whoever else. So, the proof that we have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in leaving the means. Tawakkul does not mean to leave the means. Tawakkul means to make the maximum effort on halal ways and then stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah, I made the effort only because you give ajr for the effort. I made the effort only because you allowed me and you told me to make the effort. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go and search. So, I'm going and searching. Khalas. That's it. But who keeps it there? Who keeps it there? My search did not produce it. My search only found it. It's already there. I cannot search for something and find something that does not exist. I can only search for something and find it if it exists. If you tell me find a plastic chair, I can find a plastic chair. If you tell me find a gold throne, there is no gold throne in this masjid. How will I find it? I can search till I die, I'm still not going to find it. It's not there. When Allah said, search for my fadl, what does it mean? Did I create the fadl? No. I only searched for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created it. So, tawakkul is not to leave the means. Tarkul asbab is not tawakkul. Tawakkul is to make the effort and then stand in the night and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I made the effort because you told me to make the effort. So, give me ajr for the effort. And I made halal effort and I deliberately left and removed and rejected the haram effort. Because I had two choices. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ Allah said, we have shown you both the ways, both the valleys. I left the haram effort because I know that there is no khair in haram. I looked only through halal means. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now make that effort fruitful. Give me because only you can give me. Make this dua. That is tawakkul. To make the effort and to know that the effort did not produce it. Please understand this. There is a difference between producing something and finding something. Yes or no? The effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed it for us, alhamdulillah, we found the fadl of Allah. We did not produce that. That is iman, that is tawakkul. To know that I did not produce this. This wealth I have is not mine, I did not produce it. I only found it. And therefore, I have a responsibility to use it also in halal ways. It's not mine, it was there. Allah left it for me. And He also told me what to do with it when I find it. He told me, go search for it. And when you find it, do this with it. Think of it like that. Think of it like that. That here is somebody who is telling me, go to that place. Go to this masjid. There is a suitcase full of $20 bills. Go find the suitcase. And when you find the suitcase, open it, one third of that is yours, you can use it, two thirds of that do this, this, this with it. So now, first of all, did I produce that suitcase of $20 bills? No, because it was already there. Number two, when I found it, now can I take the whole money and do whatever I want with it? No, because there are instructions, specific instructions. 2/3 of that money does not belong to you. You can use 1/3 of the money, that's yours. 2/3 of it, here are the instructions. Do this, this, this with it. The one who does that is successful. The one who does not do that has done qanaat with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get over this major deception of this life, that our risk, our sustenance comes from our effort. Sustenance does not come from effort. Effort only leads us to where the sustenance already is left by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to find. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this iman, to know that our rizq is in the heavens, not in the earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawakkul and the connection with Him, that we can connect with Him and call down that rizq for ourselves. And we call it down so that we can give it, and we become the mean, and we become the means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to others, insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman.